I expect the next hour of the show to go just swimmingly. But if there are problems, don't blame me. Blame the ball boy. That's right. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will start things off with a very special guest. When I started hosting this show, and we're coming up in almost a year, I made a list, and I still have that list. It was 8 or 9 people that I really wanted to have on as a guest. First on that list was Dick Cavett. And through the help of the network, we were able to get Dick on in, I don't know, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks. And Dick is going to come back on later this spring. One of the other names on that list, a gentleman by the name of Lloyd Lindsey Young. Now, if you lived in the New York City area, you know, from about, let's say, 1981, 82 through the mid-1990s, and really if you were anywhere across the country, because WOR, which became WWOR-TV, was known as a superstation, kind of like TBS. It was a station that was just sent out all over the country on all different cable systems. So everybody knew who Lloyd Lindsey Young was. He was the weatherman on the Channel 9 WWOR-TV news. And what made Lloyd unique, and what continues to separate Lloyd from everybody else to this day, because he continues his work around the world now on 24/7 news, which is available via iHeartRadio. When you hear Lloyd, you can hear the passion he has for broadcasting and for what it is that he does. Lloyd can deliver information, but make it not only understandable for everyone, but can make it entertaining as well. He has personality, and he's not afraid to use it, and that is beginning to slip away in all media. So I am thrilled that in a few minutes we will be joined by Lloyd Lindsey Young. And I am not afraid to admit, his personality rubbed off on me, and some of what you hear through me is because I was influenced by him. Later on, we will have another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Big Hero 6. Then we will talk about which personality types earn the most money. And then another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by the 10 worst foods you're eating right now. Step away from the kitchen. You may not want to make that little toaster pastry thing after all. We start things off this hour with Novak Djokovic, one of the best tennis players in the world. He had to apologize after he startled a ball boy. Bald kids and adults who do the same job are silent heroes at tennis tournaments. Beside gathering and dispersing balls, they, among other things, they fetch sweaty towels, hold onto umbrellas during changeovers in stifling heat, and remove the plastic sleeves from new tennis rackets. Remember when Kramer did that on Seinfeld at the U.S. Open? One ball boy, however, was caught in the crossfire during the recent Miami Open final between Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray, leaving him startled and prompting Djokovic to issue a public apology. Djokovic was having a bad day. He lost a set, so he started to scream at his support camp. At the same time, he snatched a towel from the ball boy, who appeared startled before turning away. Djokovic received a warning from the chair umpire for the manner in which he yelled at the ball boy and the entourage. Djokovic then was compelled, not only, I guess, by his own personal guilt, but just by the complete abject political correctness that we all live in, to issue a special apology to a ball boy because he grabbed a towel from him in a startling way. Have we become that fragile, folks? If your boss grabs something out of your hands because he's upset because the report is late or whatever, or sales expectations didn't come in where they thought they would, are you really going to insist that he do a public apology? You'll be fired first. If you're a ball boy, and if the worst thing that happened to you that day was that one of the most famous tennis players in the world grabbed a towel from you in a startling manner, your life is a pretty good one. We are becoming so, so soft. Stay with us. Lloyd Lindsey Young is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Ted needed to move a couch across town, so he asked his friend Jim, who had a pickup truck. While Jim was transporting the couch, there was a heavy downpour, and the couch was ruined. Ted feels his friend is responsible because he didn't cover it or pull over until the rain stopped. Since the damaged couch isn't Ted's fault, is Jim responsible? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
When personal property is transported as a favor without cost, the transporter is not responsible unless he handles it with gross negligence. Ted's friend is not liable for the damaged couch, and that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
In 1984, this three-time Indianapolis 500 winner became the first driver to go 215 miles per hour at an Indy qualifier. So where is Johnny Rutherford now? Johnny was inducted into the International Motorsports Hall of Fame in 1996 and has worked for NBC, CBS, ABC, and ESPN. He serves as the pace car driver at all IRL events. And the first Lone Star Johnny Rutherford Award was presented at the 2013 Indy 500 Breakfast. Johnny Rutherford, still driving in circles. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.